It's 8:42 on this Thursday morning with the Musers. And finally, fingers crossed, I'm going to present to you my WNBA mock draft. Tried to do this many times over the last few months. I keep getting interrupted. And let's start at number one with our beloved Dallas Wings. They have the number one overall pick again. I think it's a no-brainer. They're going to take Ozzie Fudd. At number two, Minnesota will take Awa Pham. I'm not sure they need a center, but I think they'll take Pham. She's too good to pass
up. She's 6'4", for gosh sakes.
Number three is where it gets interesting for me. The Seattle Storm, I think, are going to...
What?
What is going on here?
Yeah, what up?
No, no, it's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
That's what I'm talking about. Chest bump job. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Chris, we're on the air.
Hey, what are my two poverty kings up to, huh?
Well, we're broadcasting.
Y'all still struggling in Five Figville?
Yeah, we're still struggling. You know
I'm telling you, man, you guys need to start shadowing the Chrisser so you can start making real money, you know?
Okay.
So you can drive a really kick-ass car and start your mornings with a morning menage with two Fortune 500 honeys you met at a blow party.
Oh, my God. What kind of car are you driving?
Dude, man, Aston Martin. And a Corolla. And I got a whole bunch of cars. But, yeah, you know, you guys know that I taught Kev Raich how to do sales, right?
Our buddy in sales?
Yeah, Rachel, man. Yeah. He's like, he's kicking ass now, man. He's like doing blow every day now. Hey, and he's winning state championships every 5 minutes.
What?
He's another Chris success story.
Oh, I didn't
as
know
I
that.
Another one.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of, my new book is coming out.
You have a book.
I do. It's called 2,200 Pictures of a Kick-Ass Guy in Kick-Ass Settings.
There's no words.
No words. No words.
Okay,
no.
That makes more sense.
No, it's just pictures of me. Just pictures of me. Anyway, it's a coffee table book. It's a great idea for, you know, for this gift-giving season.
It is?
Yeah.
What's February?
For Valentine's, I guess?
Yeah. Hey, what's new with you guys, huh? Y'all still having to go to the bathroom every day?
Well, everybody does.
I'm so successful, I don't even do that anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, man. I'm so tired.
Oh, great
statement. Why are you tired?
It's just my new work schedule, that's all. No big deal.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, as y'all probably heard through the success rumor mill, I'm the primary consultant for Olympics.
What?
Yeah.
For Olympics.
Yeah. You know, I can't even remember when it was, but a while back, Olympics called me and hired me to make the Olympics great. So I've been commuting over there on my sweet private jet every day, you know, helping them be on TV and and helping coming up with cool sports they can do that day to put on TV.
Oh.
And it's really been working out. I mean, it's been great, you know. And so far, I've been doing a really pretty amazing job, you know.
I didn't know it was that slapped together day to day.
When you look at it, I've brought so much to the table and monetized through non-trad sales gen. A generation, that's what that stands for. It's pretty mind-boggling when you look at it.
Heard that before.
But I got to tell you, man, and Ja, you won't be able to relate, but
probably not.
The daily commute has been a little bit hell on me because, you know, it's so far over there.
Wait, you have a daily commute to Italy?
Oh, yeah. And to get over there, you know, I've been I fly out to Italy and do Olympics, and then I have to get back here in the afternoon to close multi-million-dollar deals.
Okay.
Yeah,
I bet you do.
They don't get DocuSign in Italy, so I have to fly back to sign stuff.
What do you mean they don't
sign
get
the
it?
Deals.
But you know what I had to do? Well, bro, you're going to love this story and everything. I had to take two of my Gulfstream jets, you know, because I have a fleet, and I had to weld them together so I can go twice as fast so I can...
Okay, that's...
So I can
dynamically impossible
get to there quickly.
Makes no sense.
Hey, I don't do this very often. This is a very vulnerable thing I'm about to do here.
But
I want to apologize to Norwegian biathlete.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I don't know if y'all saw the story of Sterla Home LeGrade.
Yeah. We just talked about it.
But I took him out on the town like a few months ago to an ultra bar in the town of Italy. And he cheated on his hometown girlfriend.
Yeah, we heard about this.
You know, yeah, he's got this hometown girlfriend back in Bedford, Norway. And and he's been a crying little bitch about it ever since. I'm like, dude, you're an Olympic athlete. You don't have to be faithful to some girl back home.
Well,
and he doesn't know this part, but I've been banging that ex for like a year now.
Oh, now, God. Come on.
Yeah, so, talk like you that. Know, no you biggie. Have not,
so you're at the center of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
So I just want to apologize to him, you know?
Well, I guess
hold
that's
on,
nice
I need
of
to
him.
Have a little sip of coffee here.
Wait, he's doing a line.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
I live forever. I can do whatever I want. And I got an idea. I want to put the Olympics on top of the Empire State Building and then fire them off in a rocket over to L.A. Write all this down, man. It's great.
Okay, write it down.
God. On top of the Empire State Building.
Geez, I'm coming
idea.
Down now.
Fly
sorry,
out
I'm
to
coming
L.A.
Down.
Okay.
Oh, Chris.
Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh,
my God. Leave me alone. Dude, this Lindsey Vonn's recouping at my condo right now.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she just texted me a beef shot asking when I'm going to get home.
She's in a lot of pain right now. Leave her alone.
Leave me alone. I'm talking to my bras.
Leave her alone.
Chris, we don't believe any of this.
No.
You're so full of it. And we know K-Rach, your buddy from sales, and he tells us what you're all about, that you actually haven't been employed here for months. You hadn't sold anything for the previous 2 years, and that you're sleeping on his couch.
Oh, God, I'm going to downhill ski out of the ticket.
Ah! There it goes again.
Into the ticker room again.
Right as we get that glass fixed.
How's he look, Baldy?
Not great. I think he left a copy of his book here, but there's only 10 out of the 2,200 photos of kick-ass people doing kick-ass
things. Those have been redacted.
Yeah.
Well, nudge him, see if he's still with us.
All right, let's see.
Oh, God!
That was dangerous.
So here he goes, Chris from sales.
I'll maybe tomorrow finish my WNBA
mock draft. Yeah, I
want to
hear the rest of that. That sounds great.